Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up? Welcome.
It's Thursday. Can we start this party off right?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Now, listen, it was all about Prince on Empire last night, and we'll discuss about that revolution later. But Donald Trump, is he using a stunt Melania?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Our Dish Nation investigative team is going to look into that.
Uh-oh.
But first, Anna Faris. Man, she didn't even let the other pillow on her bed get cold.
She should.
Why should she?
Well, just 2 months after announcing her split from Chris Pratt, she's already moved on. The streets are saying right now that Anna has been dating 47-year-old cinematographer Michael Barrett. Now, if you look at the tail of the tape, Michael and Anna met on the production of Overboard. It's a remake.
Okay.
So they've been spotted showing PDA on several dinner dates in Los Angeles. They've even took Anna and Chris's son Jack to a carnival in Malibu.
Oh, wow, that's nice. So sweet.
Is that sweet?
Yes, yeah. A carnival. Even kid loves a carnival.
Yeah, but you brought this man around your child just 2 months after the divorce?
Yeah, but you don't tell him what Chris did, honey, with him. Took it.
That's a shame. If this was a black woman, Gary, you'd be all over her saying, why is she bringing another man around that child?
It was just to a carnival. Yeah, they wasn't making out.
But here's the thing. If it was a dude taking his son with another chick around another new chick, all y'all would be like, you know, running through the streets with torches.
But he's depriving his child. She had to go with this man to the damn carnival because this man would take her child that the daddy did not take to the carnival.
Oh, come on. He wasn't invited. Y'all don't know the daddy was invited.
Y'all don't know either.
Y'all don't know.
Maybe she couldn't find a babysitter. She just wanted to take her son to have fun at the carnival.
And his sorry daddy wouldn't go because he was busy working.
Don't talk about Chris like that. He's a great father.
And then y'all would be beating him up if he wasn't
You'd be at his house for him? I know him. We talk all the time.
You're such a liar.
That's the damn problem. That's why she left him. He's been at Porsche damn house.
Let me stop. Don't start inserting me in the story.
Yes.
Well, y'all, the trolls are back, and this time they have their eyes and sights set on my Jessica Simpson.
What's she do now?
Lord. Okay, so Jessica posted this picture of her hair in pigtails with the caption, channeling my inner schoolgirl.
Oh.
I love this freaking picture of her.
I love it, too. I love the jacket with the lace arms. I love the shoes. Those shoes are bad with them stockings, right?
Yes. Well, apparently, a lot of her fans were not feeling the look. One person commented, pigtails, not flattering at all. Maybe if you were two. Another person said, you look like a total fool.
Really?
And it's like, seriously, guys, shut the hell up.
Portia, do you ever wear pigtails?
I would.
I could picture you in two ponytails with some nice big round Chanel
with a schoolgirl skirt on with the little shirt and unbuttoned.
Y'all sound like y'all fantasizing about me.
No, we just have pictures, ideas for
in your head about me.
Can someone draw that? Because I don't have any imagination.
Oh, look at him. I just wear it to work one day.
Promise?
You're such a creep.
All right, now before we keep this show rolling, we got past the Dutchie to the West Coast side.
Hey!
What's up, Heidi and Frank? What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, guys.
Now, what you got, Frank?
Well, it's been 3 weeks since Hugh Hefner passed away, and Playboy decided to pay tribute to its founder by putting him on the cover. Now, this is the first time a man has ever graced the cover of Playboy all by himself.
Oh, I was going to say, there have been men on the cover.
There have been men on the cover, but they've always been with a woman. There have been 10 other men, but this is the first time by himself. And they chose a picture from 1965 when Hugh was 39 years old.
That's a beautiful picture.
Yes, it is.
Now, Frank, it's just the cover, though. He's not, like, in there nude or anything.
Oh, boy.
A guy can dream. Now, this should be a stamp or something. That's a beautiful picture. It should be
it
a stamp.
It really is.
Actually, I think we should put it on money.
Me too. I was just thinking that, Frank. He should go on the new $100 bill.
Okay.
Wait, no. Harriet Tubman's going on there, isn't she?
She's going on the 20, baby. They
oh, all right.
On the 20.
No, he should get his own bill. It's the $362,436 bill.
Wait, where'd you get that from?
That number? 36,
24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
I like that, Frank.
Nice.
Up next, I have a possible creepy Smash Alert.
Oh, okay. Creepy.
I don't know. Well, okay. Brad Pitt, still hot, looks good.
Yeah.
He's 53 years old. Rumor has it he has his eyes set on a 21-year-old British actress named Ella Purnell, who kind of looks like a young Angelina Jolie. A little bit.
Wow. So is it creepy?
Yeah, well, I mean, if y'all look at Brad, he's not the average 53-year-old. He looks amazing.
He looks 27.
And he's still Brad Pitt, so it doesn't matter.
But the problem is, he's only 21 years old, so if it does get serious, she'll probably want to have kids someday, and Brad doesn't want any more kids.
She's like, I've always wanted at least three, and he's like, I have six.
I have one of mine.
Okay, right.
Yeah, take mine.
Now, there's another little kind of a cool tidbit of information about this British actress, Ella Purnell. She played a young Angelina Jolie in Maleficent.
That's a stab in the back. It's what it is.
He was watching her, honey, evidently. That's
right.
That was.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Who's playing tricks on me?
Right? All right, y'all, moving on. Melania Trump has already made it very clear that she does not like being around her husband, or at least it appears that way with the attempts he's made to hold her hand in public. Priceless.
She's swatting it away like a basketball player.
Well, now there's a new theory out there that she may not be around him at all, and that the White House has been using a body double based off this video.
I love this.
My wife, Melania, who happens to be right here, finds that subject to be of such vital importance.
This is so obviously not her. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Big old toucan Sam-ass nose. Yeah.
Is the nose attached to the glasses?
Yes. When I see that double, I just automatically want to do like this. It is the dance to the hump.
Oh, my God.
Could we get a stand-in for Donald Trump?
Oh, there's the idea.
That's it.
All right. Grab that Cheeto out of a bag of Cheetos. Prop it up, put a suit and tie on. I don't care at this point. I really don't.
A Cheeto and a little
wig. Chester Cheeto. I don't care. I do it better. Yes, better than whatever.
All right, now, up next. Now, here's a guy that maybe you have heard of or maybe you haven't. He goes by the name of Young Dolph. Now, he got shot a few times in L.A. a couple weeks ago. But, you know, a lot of people get shot in L.A., but whatever.
Yeah.
So, he is definitely making the most out of a bad situation. So, he has this new album that's coming out, and he's trying to use it, you know, the situation to promote it. And it's called Thinking Out Loud. Now, not only did he shoot the video for one of his tracks while he was in the hospital recovering, he also is like, you know what? I'm going to sell some merch, too. So he's selling limited edition bulletproof vests. Take a look.
Hey. It's that time of the year. There's a lot of going on around here. Wow.
That's brilliant. I mean, it's sad that he has to, but it's kind of smart.
I think he's taking advantage of his situation.
Why not?
Nothing's better than doing that.
Yeah. And apparently, whatever vest and bulletproof vehicles he's using is work. Because, like, not only did he get shot at in L.A. a few weeks ago and end up in a hospital, they also tried to shoot him at the CIAA conference in the Carolinas not too long ago.
Wow.
So he has survived multiple shootings.
Yeah.
So if there's anybody's bulletproof vest I would trust, it's going to be his.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there a way, I mean, you know, so that people don't necessarily know you have a bulletproof vest on, like, work it into fashion somehow where it can go on top but it just looks like a jacket?
Yeah. Yeah, Gary wears his every day. It's the stomach made onto it.
and man boobies.
Yeah, and ain't nothing.
Yeah, and man boobies.
Yeah.
All right, so the weekend is coming, and with that, we got some new movies, like Same Kind of Different as Me. That's that awesome flick that we talked about yesterday, and everybody in this room gave it tickets, which is unusual because we never agree on anything. But be sure you go check that out. And speaking of things we love, after the break, we have the best moment from last night's explosive episode of Empire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
Y'all don't go nowhere. You don't want to miss it. More Dish coming up next.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Hey. Yes, this show is made of 100% Italian silk and imported Egyptian lace. Last night was one of the most fun episodes of Empire because Baby Bella's first birthday was Prince-themed. It was a Prince-themed party, y'all. Everybody dressed up like a different prince, including Baby Bella, who is dressed in the iconic purple velvet suit. Hakeem and Jamal performed Let's Go Crazy, and Prince's actual sister, Tyka Nelson, was there, too.
Oh, she got her chance. Yes, honey.
And just when everybody was having a great old time, Boo Boo Kitty dragged in Angelo to start up some controversy.
What the hell are you doing here?
I invited him.
Oh, so I see you still like my sloppy seconds.
Oh, hefty. Anika may be more my taste than your ghetto ass ever was.
You know, what you coming up here with this whole...
We didn't come here as a couple. I came with a gift.
Angelo is here as my attorney. I am suing for sole custody of Bella.
Man, can't the Lion family ever have a good day?
No. I just don't like Anika no more. She get on my nerves.
Really?
She ain't look nothing like Prince. She shouldn't have been at the party. She wasn't participating. She just wanted to come.
Yeah, she came as a princess, not a prince.
So out of all the princes that were represented, what was your favorite?
Bella.
Bella the baby. She was cute in the purple.
Taraji was my favorite.
Sold it with the ruffly hair.
Yes.
Like Jamal, like, looked like Prince that we're
with
used
the
to
straight
seeing.
Hair.
Jamal looked like Rick James or somebody.
He did. All right, y'all. Speaking of drama, Tyrese is taking shots again, and this time in the crosshairs is young Jock.
Oh no, Gino.
He's like everybody's friend.
He's a friend of the people. And it all started when Tyrese posted this old Photoshop pic of young Jock asking why the OGs of hip-hop could possibly allow this. And then he piggybacked it with promoting his album, which is actually really dope. I was over his house the other day. I heard it. It's great. More on that later. But young Jock went on Instagram with this message for Tyrese.
I thought more of you, bro. You know what I'm saying? With all your success and accolades and accomplishments, man. From one black man to another, man, you know, I don't think you had to take shots at me to promote your album, man. Like, when you talk about who's responsible for this and how he represents hip-hop, man, I am hip-hop. I'm praying for you, brother. You got to get it together. You got to get it together, fam.
Well, that wasn't a loving hip-hop response.
That was very tasteful.
It was diplomatic.
It was.
Tyrese still kept going in. He responded on a Shade Room's post with, "That dress wasn't Photoshop. Stop it, man. The culture deserves better. Using you to promote my album wouldn't promote my album. Hashtag hip-hop deserves to be upheld. R.I.P. to Big and Pac."
Okay, now I'm going to say that Tyrese would have a point if he was a hip-hop artist. Hello!
Here's the thing, like,
he's R&B.
He's kind of both.
He's like, trying to rap now?
No, he does rap. Like, he did an album before. It was like one half was R&B.
But guys, we know him as an R&B smooth operator singer. If it was somebody like Jay-Z who called out rappers for holding up money to their head, okay, maybe I can take your point. But you're not a rapper. Let the hip-hop world move and evolve as it wants.
To. Tyrese ain't no the cutest button on the blouse.
Right.
Tyrese needs to shut up, damn it, and fight the Rock. Hey, everybody, it's time for
Gary's Bikini Body Watch.
And baby, it may be October, girls, y'all, but honey, when you're hot, summer doesn't have to end. All and right, Miss Karrueche Tran is looking hot on the beach, honey, in Miami, in this strapless, high-cut black bathing suit with cutout details on each side of her body and her torso.
Honey, she had to pay the Brazilian wax person extra.
Because I sure was wondering, did I get that clean?
Baby, that is high cut, okay?
So that zipper is still down her leg?
It ain't going
it's
nowhere.
It's called a tattoo, Gary.
Well, guys, we had so much fun with Ricky yesterday that we forgot to mention his new book!
Ricky Smalley
has an awesome book coming out this Tuesday. He gave me a copy yesterday. Sorry, guys, it's just one for me.
We all have one already, boo.
Well, this is mine. But you all can get yours on Tuesday. It's called Stand By Your Truth and Then Run For Your Life. And coming up, Somebody Famous's mother is suing Wendy Williams for $1 million. We'll tell you who coming up next.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Yesterday, we told you about Blac Chyna's lawsuit against the Kardashians, right?
Yeah,
honey.
Well, now it's her mom's turn for a lawsuit. Who's she suing? Mama
Lord
Tokyo?
Have
mercy, honey, Mama Tokyo. According to TheBlast.com, Tokyo Toni has filed a handwritten lawsuit
against
Wendy Williams, demanding $1 million for allegedly spreading lies of her being a gold-digging stripper.
But is Tokyo, Tokyo was a stripper? Don't you ask?
Yeah, she was a stripper.
Like
so it's very proud,
so
yes.
It's not a lie.
Oh.
What else is in the case? Girl. Gotta be some more.
Girl, Tokyo Toni is accusing Wendy Williams and her show producers of defamation, slander, and harassment, and says Wendy continuously trashes her on the show by displaying a great deal of hate by saying these nasty, irrational, despicable things.
Oh.
Guys, she kind of got a case.
And it sounds like she used some great words.
Good big words.
Great verbiage to talk about how she feels.
Computer. Yes,
when you watch that Law and Order marathon, and you
learn some things.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. So Tokyo says the harassment is so bad that she can't eat or sleep.
No, Tokyo.
Yes, the stress has ruined her relationship and has even forced her to stop working as an Uber Lyft driver.
She needs to sue.
So Tokyo is like saying that everything that's happened in her life is because of Wendy?
All of the sicknesses and everything that's been wrong.
Well, what about
December?
The good things?
Like, can you give us a list of the positive Tokyo Toni things that
you
like?
We're talking about her in pop culture.
Okay.
Yeah, the world knows who she is.
She's very relevant. She is the proud mother of Blac Chyna. We know that because of Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what her Uber rating is?
I'm sure she get a discount at Wendy's because of Wendy.
Yeah.
A lot of great things coming out of this, too.
Okay. All right, y'all, you know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right, and like Manuel Noriega, everyone loves a dope deal, and we all love a good workout as well, and these Silvercrest fitness trackers will be the perfect addition to yours. Stay motivated by tracking all-day activity like steps, distance, calories burned, plus you get credit for your workouts with the SmartTrack automatic exercise recognition.
I'm not gonna lie, these are actually sexy.
And it matches what you got on.
Yeah.
And here's the cool thing. These trackers come in black and green, or splash-proof. They also come with an easy-to-use app that allows you to view and share data.
Now, how many calories I burn from sitting and talking all day? I mean, about...
Not enough, homeboy.
Zero.
But check it out. These two-pack Silvercrest fitness trackers have been priced as high as $80. But today, for the Dish Nation family, guess how much you get them for?
How much?
$20.
Whoa!
Yes. That's the magic number.
Okay.
Now everybody can stay in shape. All you got to do is head over to morningsave.com to get your fitness on track.
After the break, Bill Murray helps one couple reveal some exciting news. Next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. If you want to make a huge announcement, what celebrity could possibly be better than Bill Murray? Yes, and a couple realized they were sitting behind Bill at a recent Chicago Cubs playoff game, and they asked Bill if he would help them break a big announcement to their parents.
Hey, I got news for you. You're going to be grandparents.
You're having a baby.
Bill Murray seems like the type of guy who would just go around people and feel himself going, you're going to be grandparents. And just mess with people and send it to their parents.
Because didn't you say Bill Murray would show up at a party that, like, he knew no one, he just walked in, and then he would just kind of circle around, take a drink, and then leave so that people go...
He's known for doing that. Like, he'll be, you know, walking down the sidewalk, and there'll be a sidewalk cafe, and Bill will go by and grab one of your French fries and eat it, like, right there on the outside cafe, and keep walking.
Obviously, that's Bill Murray relaying good news, but, like, let's say, God forbid, one of us gets cancer. Is Bill Murray a better way to go to reveal to everybody in our family? Like it's awful, but yet that's Bill Murray. I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, sure, I have a tumor, but Bill told you I had one. I love him.
But go Dodgers.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.